August 10, 1902 Privations, Laments and Necessity of Chastisements. As I am greatly afflicted because of the loss of my highest good, my poor heart is lacerated continuously and suffers a continuous death. Now, as the confessor came, I was telling him of my poor state, and he began to call him and to place his intention, but, no, my mind was left suspended. It would see as though a flash for a few instants, which would escape, and I would return inside myself without seeing him. Oh, God, what pain! But these are pains that one does not even know how to express. Then, after much struggling, finally he came, and as I lamented to him, he told me, "My daughter, if you did not know the reason for my absence, perhaps you would have some reason to lament about my absence. But since you do know that I am not coming because I want to chastise the world, wrongly do you lament. And I, what does the world have to do with me?" And he, "Yes it does, because if I come you tell me, 'Lord, I myself want to satisfy you on their behalf, I want to suffer for them. And since I am most just, I cannot receive the satisfaction of a debt from both one and the other, and if I wanted to take the satisfaction from you, the world would do nothing but grow ever bolder. Rather, in these times of rebellion, chastisements are so very necessary, and if I did not do so, darkness would become so thick that all would remain blinded." While he was saying this, I found myself outside of myself, and I saw the earth all full of darkness, with just barely a few trails of light. What will happen to the poor world? It causes one to think much about the most sad things that will happen.